Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This is another episode of Pensacola Business Radio, and I've got a very eclectic group of individuals in the studio today. I have some members of Back Porch Comedy. I want to introduce Jessica Bright.
Hi.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, say hello. Jessica.
I've got Tony Burkett.
Very eclectic.
Hi, Tony.
I've got Gary Harris, although he's telling me he goes by Gar.
Gar Harris.
That's it. And then I've got Zach Van Gestel.
The Kid.
That's it. Okay, so this could be a very interesting show. Yeah. Jessica, tell us about Back Porch Comedy and what you guys do and why you're here.
Okay, so Back Porch Comedy is a group of local comedians here in Pensacola, but could be in the Gulf Coast area. So we meet primarily at the same location, Big Easy Tavern, located downtown in Palo Fox behind the Days Inn. And we run a exclusive show through there Tuesday and Fridays. And it's been going on for a few years, but Back Porch Comedy kind of started running the entertainment part of it this past summer, so in June or July, I believe.
So how many people can you fit in your venue?
About 80 people. That's how many. We had a show a few weeks ago that was at close to capacity, and there was about 80 people there.
I say 180. I don't believe in fire codes.
Yeah.
The more the better.
Yeah, I'm sure your building loves to hear that.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, so comedy is really funny whenever everyone's standing next to each other like sardines. It's
yes,
really good.
That's absolutely. When you can
best.
Touch people. Mm.
How long have you guys been doing it there?
So it's been going on there about 5 years.
Wow.
But and Tony and I have been doing it there for about 4 or 5 years. He's been doing it as long as I've been doing it, 4 years. So and it used to be kind of run by various comedians in town, and then at one point the owner talked to us about running it, and so we were happy to take that opportunity. And
now it's a group of people running it, so yeah. It's more efficient. Mm-hmm. And more organized.
Wait, comedians are efficient?
No.
Oh.
Comedians
surprisingly
are not efficient.
No,
those in the group are
you get one efficient person whenever you put four quasi efficient people together.
Yeah.
There you go. 4-to-1 ratio.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. Well,
comedian democracy.
That's it. And it seems to be working for you guys though, yeah?
Yeah,
I believe so.
I'm enjoying it.
It's been going well. I mean, we've been able to put on some really great shows, and our turnout has been better than it has been in the past 5 years. So we keep bringing in some pretty great names, and it is a business, so it is doing well from a lucrative standpoint. I don't know, from financial standpoint.
Yeah, financial is probably a better word.
Yeah,
lucrative standpoint.
It's lucrative from a financial standpoint.
Yeah,
I don't
that'll
know.
Work.
Still wrong.
Work.
So
whatever.
Don't encourage her.
Give me a break.
We've got a lot of great talent in town too, who come every single week to do open mics.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, that's
Tony said you got a whole bunch.
Butter.
You said you got a whole bunch coming. They're in tonight.
Tomorrow night. We have a really great show, and then Tuesdays is our open mic. And I feel like every week we have new comics showing up, mm-hmm. who actually come back. You know, before you perform for a handful of people, and it's daunting already. You know, but
how's the heckler situation?
Oh, it happens.
Love them.
We love
bring
them.
It on.
I asked because I saw your post. I saw somebody post the other day that they had a heckler that was going off on them, but it was entertaining for everybody.
It's interesting because one of the first times I ever did comedy, I had a heckler, and he was a real jerk, and it was Tony, and I ended up marrying him. So I guess
hey, way to go.
I guess it could be a romantic
you hear that?
Connection.
If you want to get married at a comedy show, what you should do is heckle the
That's
comedian.
That's it. Come heckle.
Yeah.
So who's coming tomorrow night that you guys have?
We have David Hetty from Montreal, and he just was at a festival in New Orleans, and he's on his way to a festival in Atlanta. There's a lot of comedy festivals going on around the area,
yeah.
The southeast right now. So it's a really great time to come out and check out comedy in Pensacola because you really never know who might pop in there.
Right.
And that's good for us because we have really great comics in Pensacola who people should be seeing
right.
already.
Should really see me.
Yeah. And
and humble.
Nothing wrong
and
with self-promotion.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. What time?
9:30. The show starts, but please come at 9. You don't want to come in after the lights are already on.
Right, you know? When it all gets packed like sardines, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are tickets?
Free. It's absolutely
that's
free.
Look at that. Definitely go and, you know.
You can give me some money, though, if you come see the show. If you think I did a good job.
Yeah.
Just give me, like, you know, 10.
You got the tip
20.
Bucket out there? Or?
Actually, we don't.
Put it in my pocket.
We actually make that very clear that we do not have a tip bucket. That is something I want to make pretty clear that, you know.
We're not a charity.
It's appreciated, but not expected.
It's appreciated, but we don't even, you know.
We don't ask for anything but your attendance.
Yeah, we just want you to come, and we want you to, you know who you can tip? You can tip the bartender, because we have some really good bartenders. And we want to make sure they get tipped as much as possible.
So I'm curious, how did you guys get into all this stuff? I mean, you just said, hey, I'm going to go for it one day and just started, you know, throwing out jokes or what?
Just filling a hole inside myself.
A void.
My life was a complete mess.
And then I found comedy.
Complete depression.
Now it's still a mess.
I make people feel better on the weekends. So,
sure.
You know.
And on Tuesday, I mean, you know.
You're not just limited to Friday, Saturday.
It's better on Fridays.
Well, we do comedy on Tuesday nights. We have an open mic, and that's every Tuesday at 9:30. And then on Friday, we usually have some kind of booked showcase type of show. So we have out-of-towners with locals.
Do you guys have a website or Facebook where people can find all this?
We have both. Back Porch Comedy. We have a Periscope Back Porch Comedy, a Vine Back Porch Comedy. We have everything.
Man, somebody should be periscoping while we're in here, man. What, you know?
Oh, it runs your battery down.
Got that Wi-Fi password?
I never even heard of Periscope.
I'll tell you, we had a
you're probably on it.
Guest in the other day. He had Meerkat, which I guess is the same thing.
Oh, Meerkat?
God. See, this is why we shouldn't do any of this, because we just got the Periscope like a week ago,
and now you got Meerkat.
You got 10 more you got to figure out, right?
This is a Gazelle app we got.
Yeah.
We've got a friend that's a musician, Scott George, locally, and he, trying to get us on Snapchat, and I said, well, I'm not 12. Zach might want to do it, but I don't think the rest of us want to do it.
I'm not 12.
Okay.
She says you're young, Zach. She says you're
young. How old are you, Zach?
Old enough.
There you go.
That's cheap, right?
Old enough, he doesn't want to say. Not old enough to rent a car.
I am 23 years old. I started doing comedy.
That is old enough
22.
To rent a car.
No, it's 25. So.
What?
Mm-hmm. You are not old enough.
Wow.
What's?
I
had no idea.
I own a car, so I don't need to rent one.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, ladies,
he owns
a car, you guys.
See, I try to keep things current and keep us on all of these things. But it's difficult, and she doesn't like that I have a Plenty of Fish account.
Right.
But we have to do it for the business.
It's self-promotion,
you know?
Man.
Yeah.
Well,
Tinder,
I think
she doesn't like that she finds these things on my phone, but it's
Grindr was the one she was really surprised
about. I'm wondering
about.
How any of those will help your business, but
no, probably not.
Well, you'll have to explain it to her. You're Pensacola Business Radio. Please.
Well, we're going to help you through Pensacola Business Radio. I can tell you that. So do each of you do a different style of comedy or is it just, I mean, how does it work?
I mean, comedy is like, I guess like a personality. Now your kind of comedy may not be like your kind of personality, but I mean, everyone's is different.
Sure.
You know, should be. Everyone here is different, I think.
Yeah. Every comic is like a different genre, basically.
I try to do exactly Zach's style of comedy.
And it never comes out the same way because I'm cute and good to look at. And he's Gary.
Yeah, Gary, the other night, he was like, I was at a One Direction concert recently, and boy, are my arms tired? I don't know how that works, but it only works when Zach does it, Gary.
One Direction was happy about it.
Yeah, I love Zach. Well,
calm
you know,
down.
What was the question? Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Our types
your
of comedy.
Styles, yeah.
Well, I did a show in Fort Walton Beach the other day, and I mean, I don't know that I did that well, but it was mediocre at best.
Sure.
And then when I got off stage, the person that was hosting made several comments that it was too dark and that he needed to tell some nice jokes to liven up the audience.
Right.
So I guess I didn't know that I was so dark, but I guess I am.
Well, you know, to each your own, you know.
And your last name is Bright.
Yeah.
Right? That's weird.
How many
That's
other
stage
DarksideBright.com.
How many other Back Porch Comedy peoples are there?
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I didn't realize that Pensacola was this like huge plethora of comedians.
Yeah, we usually end up with at least 20 people signed up on.
Wow,
not
really
20
on
people
on Tuesday.
Yeah,
night.
At
and then,
least,
and that's not including the people who do have to work every Tuesday. I would say that there's about half as many more people who can't make it out on a regular basis. So I would say we have about 35 comics in Pensacola.
We've actually needed to start. We started dual hosting, so there's usually a host on Tuesday nights, but we had to add two. There's two hosts now because there's some nights that we had 25 people, and so for one person to run up every 3 minutes was getting kind of exhausting.
Yeah.
So we started, you know, dual hosting and having two people, you know, coming up with some jokes and then taking it on because it's just so many people, and we've had to change the rules a little bit and just make a little bit tighter because. People really love to come out and do it, and we're so happy, but, you know, we have to make sure everybody has enough time and an opportunity to go up and say what they want to say.
And we'd love for you to come out to the open night, open mic comedy nights, but, you know, write some stuff down, like have some punchlines there.
make sure you have your material.
Have some stuff prepared when you come out, because, you know, nobody wants to hear the story about you and your aunt going out for dinner. Like, have some punchlines in the story is all I'm saying. That's
so. Let's
just say somebody does want to come perform or does want to sign up with you guys. How does that work?
Well, we've actually already signed you up for this coming
fantastic.
Tuesday.
Yeah, so.
I think I'm booked.
It's as simple. You're headlining on Friday. It's as simple as showing up and signing up. Anyone can go on stage, and I mean anyone. We have had some.
Really good ones.
Terrible comics.
Like some crazy people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some absolutely crazy people. And it's fun. It's fun until they take their clothes off on stage.
Yeah, that was one time. I'm better.
Or pull out a flare gun.
Yes. Someone pulled out a flare gun.
I mean, we've had some people that use it as a platform, I think, to say whatever they want to say.
Right,
and that's not exactly what it's meant for. Well, and so as long as it's a semi-appropriate, I mean.
It's a platform to say anything you want to say, as long as you have a punchline in it. Like, that's the main thing.
So the second there's not a punchline or it's not funny, then all of a sudden it's not comedy anymore. It's just somebody up there
It's just a homeless guy that would be like yelling at some pigeons if you weren't around.
But on the other hand, it is a completely safe environment. If you go up there, people imagine it being different than it is. And if you go up there and you're like, I have 5 minutes of incredible material, I'm going to go up there. And then you have 2 seconds of something that doesn't work and then it's over. No one's going to throw a tomato at you or anything.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If it's going really bad, we'll flash a light at you.
No
one
eats salad at
Big Easy.
Still clap for you.
Yeah.
It's a completely welcoming environment. So if you're the funny guy in the office, come prove it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's like a challenge. Like you're calling out a wrestler or something.
It's a completely safe environment. Person listening, as I threaten you.
So what else do you guys do? Where else do you guys do comedy in town other than there? Because I'm assuming with as many of you as there are, there's plenty of opportunity, right?
We have a lot of one-off shows. There's one other open mic that's been running. It's the longest open mic in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. It's at Shooters. That's the bar inside of Cordova Lane, behind the mall. And that's been going on for about 5.5 years,
wow.
I think. And that's every Thursday night. It gets later every week, though.
Yeah, shout out to Matt Mosley.
Shout out to Matt Mosley.
Miss Bobby.
It starts pretty late, usually around 11.
Okay.
But that's another great place to see comedy in Pensacola.
So what's next for you guys then? You know?
I mean, we've done
probably
some...
despair and
running for president.
Yeah,
a little bit of depression, maybe a suicide. I don't know.
Jeez, okay.
We're gonna make America great again.
Well, we
me mainly
on a serious note, which as serious as I guess I
well,
could
I should have known getting four comedians in a room to do a business
show,
maybe not so much, but
we did that show at TBS Comics a few months ago, which is really good. So we try to do like. Shows at different places, and back in the day before we had Back Porch Comedy, we had done shows at various places that in Pensacola, some places that are closed now, so you can't do it there anymore.
Right.
But what we'll do is we'll try something out. If we have a contract with them, then that's one thing, and then sometimes it's a one-time deal.
Right.
But we always seem to go back to our same location because we know we can do it there, and people know that it's there, so it's important for us. And we go out of town. We have some friends in Mobile that do comedy. So at the Blind Mule. So
there is a once a month show at the Elks Lodge also.
Yes.
Which one?
Elks Lodge downtown. The dangerous
downtown.
One.
The dangerous one.
But they,
so come to the comedy club because it's safer.
It is. I mean, it's safe at the comedy club. We have secure. We do have security.
So I'm curious. How does Back Porch Comedy? How do you guys operate as a business? I mean, are you sort of a liaison for people that are looking for comedians and people that are booking them, or?
Well, we do booking through. Well, Tony does the booking, and so what we'll do is our restaurant that we work out of, they pay us to do the shows there. So, what we'll do is we will use that money to pay headliners that come out and do shows like that, or whatever type of stuff that we need. And then the more headliners, and some shows, there are tickets. So some shows there is a door fee and that goes towards it and everything. But we just work for ourselves, really.
For Back Porch Comedy. We invest all of the money back into Back Porch Comedy, and that's getting us some really exciting things that are going to be happening soon. We have some huge names coming out. We have Ben Kronberg doing two shows. He's been on Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central, The Late
MTV.
Show, MTV, pretty much everything. He's coming to town on 11-9 and 11-10. He's doing two shows, two nights.
He was the one that made Roseanne Barr tell him to go F himself.
That's him. And
in case you were wondering.
And he's coming to town. Then the next week we have Shane Moss. He's a huge, huge name in comedy. He has a Netflix special. And, you know, all of these shows... from time to time, we'll charge for a show, but it's never been more than $5. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can't beat that. You can't go see a movie that much, and you can get an awesome night of live comedy right here in Pensacola. You know, before we had this going on, I went and saw Louis C.K. in Birmingham, and that was a drive.
Man, that dude is funny.
A huge ticket price. Get a hotel room, all that. And you're seeing the next Louis C.K., someone who, you know, we aren't at the level yet where we're bringing people who your mom knows.
Right.
But people who are comedy fans and watch
late night TV shows. I bring people who your mom knows.
You know? And those kind of names, we are bringing those to town. And you can see them for less than the price of a ticket to see a movie. Or free. Tomorrow, David Hetty, absolutely free. Show up and get a great show for nothing.
So this is cool. So you guys are taking everything that Back Porch Comedy does and you're using it just to pipeline more comedy into Pensacola.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what a great idea, you guys. So what a... What are your future plans? I mean, you're going to keep doing, getting bigger names and bigger names in, but I mean, what else do you, you guys got to have more than one iron in the fire. I know that.
Well, the main thing is getting bigger crowds here. We're getting names and we just want to spread the word right now and let people know that this is going on. Cause we've had so many, people show up just to sign up at open mics and they're like, I had no idea that this even went on. She lived here for 2 years before she knew comedy was going on here.
Right.
So it's just finding the best opportunities to put the word out there because people just don't know. And it's kind of embarrassing. You know, you get a huge name to stop in Pensacola and then there's, you know, a respectable crowd, but you're like, gosh, this guy deserves to be at the Sanger right now. And, you know.
Yeah, that's the level we want to be at, to where we can have the crowds and, like, you know, the resources to be able to book a show at a theater, you know, like a real live performance where everything's like, it just feels like a comedy show, you know? Now it's just like really underground and it feels like, sometimes it's like, why am I here? You know, that's what it feels like sometimes because we spend all this time in bars.
I would like to get the big lights going.
Well, I would like to get out of a bar. So that's why TBS Comics was good. And we do stuff that's not through us. We get booked on other shows. So Tony's done vinyl a few times. And actually, we have a show. I did a show in Fort Walton Beach last weekend with a group of other comics. Tony has a show coming up for, what is it called? FandomCon. We did that last year. It's a convention, like, and we did that last year, and it was so much fun. So it's good to do stuff that is not at bars.
Right, sure.
Because that's not solely what we're trying to do.
Well, and it gets you guys a really good exposure, too.
Yeah, so trying to do that as much as possible. But I'm just more interested in how Zach just said theater.
Yeah.
How did you say that again?
Theater.
That's what I call it.
What
too,
is
it?
Well, I'm from Boston, so I guess I don't speak like that. But
you said theater.
It's theater.
And then she calls them draw.
Well, I guess it just depends on your
how
accent
you say
or
it.
Which
what do
in
you
context.
Say?
I say theater.
Theater. That's
or
normal.
Or there's theatre, which is which is sort of
that?
The act of. Well, we had Katie Holsworth in here the other day from Pensacola Little Theater. And they spell it in the old in the context of actual the action of as opposed to the place where you watch it. So I was totally educated on that because I thought you just, it was theater was theater.
Well, right? Now I know that you're, I mean, I already knew you were a very smart man, but the fact that you say theater the same way that I do and not like them. How do you say it, Gary?
I don't.
No. He defers.
He's never said that word.
He's not loud in them.
He defers. Yeah,
he's probably not.
You're the movies.
Yeah, he doesn't go. He stays home a lot.
So I guess, you know, we tell us about, I guess, let's get around the room here. Cause so Zach, I mean, how you're the youngest one here. So
yeah.
How did these guys wrangle you into this?
I know.
I will tell you my story, and it's a tale that I will weave for you.
So right my now. Mommy and daddy had me 4 years ago, and
yes, I'm 24. I was in the womb for 20 years. About a year and a half ago, Brian Posehn came to the Vinyl, and I used to love him, man. He was like one of my favorite comedians growing up, and like I forgot who it was. Maybe Steven Street from Mobile was opening for him. Mm-hmm. Tony, you were actually supposed to be on that show, but you couldn't make it. You told
me. He called in sick.
Yeah. Which a comedian never does, by the way.
It was a mistake.
But, yeah, I think Steven Street opened up for Brian Posehn, and he gave a shout-out to the Big Easy Tavern. They say that we have shows there on Tuesday nights and Friday nights. So one night I was out drinking at Hop Jack's with my friends, and I had been preparing for, like, a month or two, maybe. Just, like, writing little stuff down. Like, this might be funny to say, mostly stuff about, you know, my nether regions. Well, like everybody
needs material. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I was young and dumb.
He's young. That's all he knew.
That's all he knows.
And now I'm still young and still pretty dumb, but I'm funny now.
Well,
I think.
Yeah.
That's a subjective opinion.
Yeah, he's very humble now, too.
I agree.
So, anyway. Very funny. Anyways, it was a day after Robin Williams died, too.
Was it really?
Yeah, the Tuesday after Robin Williams died.
Talk about some pressure, huh?
Mm-hmm. Right. I think I always stayed on like reincarnate, even though I was born.
I was making Robin Williams jokes on stage.
Yeah, he actually. No. Yeah. Gary's was like the first person I ever saw. And then Tony killed before me. And then I got on stage with like five of my friends there. And I don't know what I couldn't. I think I blacked out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
I could see. That's happened. I get it.
I just like had shark eyes probably and just yelling and laughing at my own stuff and couldn't hear the crowd. My ears
did
were
they
ringing.
Blink the light at you?
I didn't even see the light, but
people never see the light.
Yeah, you've really got to have an eye for the light.
You've got to be looking for it. Yeah. People love to go on for 10 more minutes.
I got off stage and I couldn't hear anything. Like my ears were still ringing. I was like, how do I do? Everyone's like, good, good. My friends were trying to support me, and then none of the comics talked to me for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, but we have a lot of people who come out, you know. So the first time Zach went up, I was like, we'll never see that guy again.
Right, yeah.
And the next week he was there. Mm-hmm. Did the same thing. I was like, all right, he'll never be back. Then the third week
so
he came
times.
Back.
Now he's
like,
killing it, huh?
Now he's getting better. And I was like, hey, man, thanks for coming out. And, you know, and you see it so fast. And so many people come and bomb. And you're supposed to the first time, you know?
Yeah.
And he kept coming out. And he's one of the best comics in Pensacola.
He is. He really is. When I was going to say that.
Thank you guys.
I mean,
so even as much of the hard time as you guys give me, he kicks it, huh?
Well, we have to give him a hard time. If I didn't think he was great and if I didn't care about him, I wouldn't even talk to him, to be honest.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah,
she would have given you directions to the other studio.
Yeah.
They do have a weird Oedipus kind of relationship, Tony and Jess and Zach. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
We love Zach. But, I mean, he is so good, and he works really hard, and he takes it really seriously, and I think that that's really important. So, and there's a lot of comics that come out that take it really seriously, and I think that that's important, and they work really hard. So, you know.
Well, you know, and it adds another dimension to everything else that's already going on here and growing in Pensacola. I mean, in the arts community and just in the performance community and, you know, downtown especially. I mean, you guys, I had no idea that you'd been around that long or been doing that much. So, you know, I think it's pretty cool.
Well, awesome. Thank you.
But I'm still not coming down on stage.
Oh,
I'll heckle you from the crowd, but not on stage.
Oh, that's even better.
That's even better.
Well,
you seem like an easy target.
Yeah, we can work a little banter back and forth.
There you go. Yes.
I think a couple months ago, Pensacola News Journal did a story about it, and Troy Moon went on stage, and I think he was nervous, but I mean, he did
bombed.
Pretty well. I mean, I
but
don't
wait,
know
wait, wait!
Bombed,
but that was his first time, right?
It was.
You're supposed to do that on your first time.
You're supposed to.
It was his first time.
It was.
I'm not trying to give him.
I think he realized that it was harder than it seems. You know, the one thing about the heckling or people being loud at a bar, which you know can drive us crazy because we're there for a particular reason, It's like, you guys don't realize how hard it is to stand up there with stuff that you wrote. It's very vulnerable to say these things.
And then anytime in the audience feels like they have something funny to say, they feel like they have the microphone in their hand. Everyone had come out there to see them. Yeah. They're just like, oh, I'm making it funnier. Like, oh, no.
You're not.
Probably
not.
Back.
So anyway, how did you start, Gary?
I had a lot of depressing stuff happen in my life, and I just decided to start doing comedy to make up for it. I used to watch a lot of Evening at the Improv, Bud Friedman, and Caroline.
And those were back in the day, too.
Way back in the day, with the brick wall
behind them.
No. Yeah, I had a bedtime, and I used to have to stay up past my bedtime to watch Bud Friedman's Evening at the Improv. And then on Sundays, it was Caroline's Comedy Hour, and I would make sure to sneak out for all of those. And I loved them. And I went 20 years as a software developer and did not ever do comedy or think about it. I even went out to California for a little while to do software and never thought about it. Came back here, had a lot of depressing stuff happen in my life. I was like, you know what? I need a change of pace. I need to laugh a little. And so I started doing comedy. And now I do comedy, and I'm a pretty a dirty comedian as far as, like...
You don't say.
You know, I do a lot of dirty jokes.
As far as I don't take showers.
Oh, he do say.
I'm a very personally clean comedian. I take... Yeah. Take
hygiene
many showers.
Clean.
Yeah,
I'm just messing with you.
My hygiene is great, but my comedy is a little dirty.
Unhygienic.
Unhygienic. And yeah, I just I feel it's making my life a little bit happier. So that's what I do on Tuesday and Friday nights here in Pensacola. And
he does a great job too.
So you do two nights a week. You got a stand-in show, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I do, I'm sometimes on the Friday shows. I'm always there on Tuesday nights. I try to make it to Mobile for Wednesday night open mics. I love comedy. I love getting up on stage. To me, it's like, I guess it's like, what a meth addict feels when he's like, you know, getting high. Like, I get a rush out of it.
Sure. Sure.
I do. I get a rush out of it. What is that for? Is that not allowed on Business
Just
Radio?
To keep it
You're back on Pensacola Business Radio.
Hello.
Okay. I feel a rush when I do stand-up comedy.
It makes you feel good.
It makes me feel good, and it makes me feel good for, like, hours afterwards. Like, I really do feel, you know, clean and uplifted.
If you do well, probably.
If I do well.
It can make you feel bad for
hours
after.
It can make
you
feel well.
Bomb.
I did this one show. This place called Dolce Vita had a one-off show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it was a comedy show, but it was also like a sci-fi convention kind of thing. So everybody showed up there in costumes, and it was basically like Star Wars in front of me when I got up on stage. And I'd only been doing comedy for a couple of months at this point. I'd been doing great at the Big Easy Tavern, and I stood up in front of these 150 people. That was like the biggest crowd I'd ever seen, and none of them were listening to me at all. And then this guy with his R2-D2 robot came out, and the R2-D2 robot all of a sudden, like, stole center stage.
As he does.
As he does. And, the R2-D2 robot came out and started doing little tricks, and the guy had a little remote control in the background doing it. And I was so upset at the crowd. And by the time I got done, I felt like I had gotten beaten up in the parking lot. I felt like I had gotten done with the show. And got my butt kicked in the parking lot of a comedy show. Mm-hmm. So it can make
you feel bad. Yeah, but you know, you still got out there and you still did it. So
right.
Still got
you know,
the
CR2-D2. And you still got CR2-D2,
really?
So you can't beat that. So, dude, tell me, how did it start for you, man?
I was just always a fan of comedy, big time. Always loved stand-up comedy. I don't know. I wrote stuff for years. I went to Florida State, and there was an improv trip.
Go Noles.
Go Noles. Mm-hmm. And there was no opportunity to do stand-up there, but I got to see a lot of really great comics. I saw Dave Attell there. I saw Mitch Hedberg there.
I think David Spade came when I was there.
Yeah. They do a lot there for comedy, but there was no opportunity to perform comedy. And so I moved here, and I really came out of my shell. I was always an introvert growing up. And then in college, I was an RA there at Florida State. So I came out of my shell, and I was like, I'm going to do this. And then I finally did it, and we started an open mic at Coyotes sports bar over at Cordova Mall, and been doing it ever since. So for me, it was just I was always a fan of comedy.
Very cool. And so how long have you been, I mean, you've been consistently on stage for how long?
For about 5 years. I got kind of sick dealing with some cancer type stuff for a while. So that put me on the sidelines for a while.
Cancer type stuff.
I would think.
Tony, so I love you, but cancer type stuff.
Well, you know, it's a strong word.
Yeah, it is a strong word, but you got it.
That sidelined me for a while, but ever since that's kind of been behind me, I've just been full force doing it nonstop ever since then.
Very Did you mean the astrological sign?
If that's what you want to think, Gary, got some scars to show you, dude.
Yes. So, all right, well, cool. And then Jessica, you know, you got the bug too. So, I'm assuming that's it, right? It's a bug. I mean, you either get it or you don't.
That you probably always have.
Bug.
And, you know, I remember doing stand-up shows for my friends when I was like 7, and they were terrible, and no one laughed, and I was like, oh. And then I went to school for radio, and I wanted to. That was always my dream, was to do that. And I moved here. I'm from Boston, you know, and there's a lot of funny people that come out of Boston. Actually, the majority of people that are funny are from Boston.
I just feel like the accent,
say?
You know?
And I know, well, you know, it's a Boston thing.
Give us an accent real quick.
No.
Come on.
I don't know what to say, but maybe I'll say something. Say,
hey, I'm going to bang a couple Yuis and head down for the packy for the mobs, right?
Yeah. You know, it's weird. People always say the thing about, like, you know, I park the car in Harvard Yard, and I'm thinking, I've never felt the
you
need to say
that. You never parked your car in Harvard Yard?
No, never. I've never done it, ever.
Bunker Hill Community College, more like it, right, baby?
No, I didn't go to Bunker Hill. Don't even try me.
The Hamburger Hill.
Listen, I didn't. But my mom, she's come. Actually, first of all, my mom's come down. She's from Boston. She's very stereotypical Boston Italian woman.
Down from her high horse.
And she came down and she did an open mic one night.
Really?
That was embarrassing for me. Sorry, Mom.
Mom's one of the worst hecklers, too. She like booed me off stage one time.
And she's like, nice hat, idiot.
Well, that's because they told her to pick on you.
I didn't. She just naturally picked on Zach. But, you know, I always liked... You know, funny women, particularly Amy Poehler.
All three of them?
Really important to me. Oh, yeah. Hey, I get that, you know. And I came down here and it was really hard. It took me like 2 years to find comedy because I didn't know how to do it. And I found it. And the first time I ever did it, I was so nervous. And then the minute that I spoke into the microphone, I was immediately not nervous at all. It was a very weird feeling because my fear completely went away within the first word that I said. So it was good. And then I met Tony and he was so good. And he put me on a show at the Ticket. We had a show at the Ticket too in Cantonment.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just so good. And then
and
we've
here
just
you
been
are
doing it ever since then.
Keep
yeah.
Going. Keep
well,
going.
I mean, that's about that's about
slower.
As much
more.
You're going to have to cut that out in about 45 minutes, lady.
Yeah. But I mean, he's all right, but you know, so we got a good thing going and I love it and it's great. And it's hard because I also, I'm a teacher. So that's hard, you know, so I kind of stopped teaching last year because I really want to do this
full time.
And it's difficult when you're a teacher, even though I'm sure you can come up with a lot of stuff to say, but, it's hard being out late till 2 a.m. and then teaching 14-year-olds the next day.
Sure.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
And if any of the parents showed up at any of the shows,
they wouldn't. But I mean, you know, it's like the kids, I've told my kids because I was an English teacher. So I wanted to encourage them to do some kind of public speaking or whatever. And so I tell them that I do comedy and they're all like, you're not funny at all. And I'm like, well
that's because I'm teaching your class.
Because you're bad, you know? So.
Well, so went from teaching to comedy. So are you full-on comedy now?
No, I sub sometimes just because, you know, I need to eat on occasion.
Yeah, she have right the bills.
So, you know, I do that. But I try to do something like that that's more flexible because like this today, if I was teaching, it would have been difficult to do this. And I wanted, you know, I want to do stuff like that. Or if we get a gig out of town, I want to be able to go. So, I mean, it's a sacrifice, but that's all right. We love what we do.
That's
so
awesome.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so real quick, man, let's highlight again. You got a show tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night, David Hetty from Montreal, gonna be spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what time? What place?
9:30 at the Big Easy Tavern. That's 710 North Palafox, underneath the Days Inn on the corner there of Cervantes and Palafox. It's the actual hotel bar.
Kind of got to drive around back to find it.
Yes, you'll probably
big
see people standing out back,
yep.
Visiting, hanging out. Yep. It's a fun atmosphere. Come check it out. All we ask is for you just to take a chance on us and come checking out, and I promise you, you'll have a good time, and it's free.
I was gonna say, yes,
nothing
so no tickets,
lose.
Huh? Okay, and then what's your other usual? You can see you got Tuesday open mic,
and then Friday our booked shows. Tuesday open mic sign up is from 9 to 9:30. Anyone can come sign up, and
absolutely
try it out.
You must.
Mm-hmm. So, and then if they want to contact you guys or find out more about the company, where do we send them?
Back Porch Comedy on Facebook, or there's a group, if you want to do comedy, it's called Pensacola Comedy on Facebook, but probably the easiest way is to follow Back Porch Comedy on Facebook.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Jessica, for gathering this group of characters
so
and getting in here to the studio, and I want to thank all you guys for coming out today.
Thank you for having us.
Man, you stay in touch with us. We'd love to see the progress, and anytime you got some more shows and all that stuff coming up, we'd love to have you back on and talking about it, and I know... we may actually be having a future business relationship here that can expand your comedic presence.
Saucy news.
So, yeah.
Hey, stay tuned.
That's it. So,
okay. Casting couch time.
That's it. You can find us at Pensacola Radio X or on Facebook at Pensacola Business Radio or at our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. So again, you guys, thanks for coming in. It's Pensacola Business Radio, where your business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.